Thursday, May, I think the 21st, and we are still in lockdown at first. Prayers, other churches have come back or may be coming back this coming Sunday, and you'll hear about them. We are eagerly getting data from them, what worked, what didn't work, and we are looking at a plan for some kind of return. It may not be the plan that you thought it would be, and I need to prepare you for that. It'll be a soft entry, I think, because of the sheer numbers that we are dealing with here at First Presbyterian Church. Thank you for all of your cards and texts and letters and emails, and if you are out there and no one has been in touch with you of late, do please give us a call, and we would just love to have a chat with you on the phone. Well, today I thought I might look at Psalm 49. It's a psalm for someone who has been, I think, involved in some kind of financial deal that has gone wrong. And he may have been swindled, he may have been done out of what he deserves, but as you read this psalm, verse 5, for example, "Why should I fear in times of trouble when the iniquity of those who cheat me surrounds me?" Well, it may not be a person that has cheated you. It may be this virus that has cheated you of normalcy, cheated you of the fellowship of the Lord's people, cheated you of corporate worship, cheated you in your business that's facing some tension and difficulty and financial difficulty right now. And Psalm 49 is for you. And what does the psalm do? And it does what Scripture does all the time. It makes you look up. It forces you to consider not simply the things of this world. We live in this world. We have obligations to this world. There are things in common grace that we love about this world of ours. But ultimately, this is not our home. And if this period of history has taught me anything at all over the last 2 months, I long for normalcy. I long to push the button to get back to where we were. But I also long for the new heavens and the new earth. And as you read this psalm, if you like, after you watch this, look at verse 15, "But God." There's a "but God" moment in this psalm. These things may be true. Trials may be true. Swindlers may be true. Cheaters may be true. But God, God has it all. He has this. He has the solution for this. He has lessons to teach us, and we must be patient for now. But God has a plan for you and for me, and that plan can never be broken. The Lord bless you today.